But the Pharisees, when they heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, gathered themselves together, and one of them who was a lawyer of the scribes, having heard these disputations and perceiving that he had answered them well, came up and asked him a test question, saying, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the great one? What is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. There is no greater commandment than these." And the scribe said to him, "Teacher, you have well said the truth, that there is one God and none other but He, and that to love Him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and the sacrifices." And Jesus, seeing that he answered him with wisdom, said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." But while the Pharisees were assembled together and Jesus was teaching in the temple, he put to them a question, saying, "What do you think concerning the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." But he said to them, "How can the scribes say that the Messiah is David's son? How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord? For David himself said by the Holy Spirit in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool.' Therefore David himself is calling him Lord, so how is he then his son?" And no one could answer him a word, nor from that day dared anyone to ask him another question. And the great crowd of common folk listened to him gladly. So by day he was in the temple teaching, though going out and spending the night on the mountain that is called Olivet. Now all the people kept corning to him early in the morning in the temple to hear him. Then said Jesus to his disciples in his teaching, in the hearing of all the multitude, "Take heed, beware of the scribes, who like to walk about in long robes, and who love the places of honor at the feasts and the foremost seats in the synagogues, who devour the houses of widows, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive a greater condemnation. The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All the things therefore which they tell you to observe, these observe and do. But do not copy the way they live, for they do not do what they say. For they bind up burdens that are heavy and hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of men, but they will not move them with one finger of their own. And all of their deeds are they doing that they may be seen by men. They make broad their phylacteries and widen the fringes on their garments, and they love salutations in the marketplaces and being called Rabbi, Rabbi, by men. Now do not you be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you yourselves are all brethren. And call not anyone on earth your father, for one is your Father, he who is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for one is your Master, the Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever shall exalt himself will be humbled, and whoever shall humble himself will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you yourselves do not enter in, nor even let those who are entering go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when he has been won, you make him twice as much a son of Gehenna as yourselves. Woe to you, you blind guides who say, 'If anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he must make good his oath.' You are fools and blind, for which is the greater, the gold, or the temple which hallows the gold? You also say, 'If anyone swears by the altar, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gift on the altar, he must make good his oath.' You are fools and blind, for which is the greater, the gift, or the altar which hallows the gift? He therefore who swears by the altar swears by it and by everything thereon. And he who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who is dwelling therein, and he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is sitting thereon. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, but have ignored the weightier things of the law, justice, and mercy, and fidelity. These ought you to have done, while yet not leaving those undone, you blind guides, who strain out a gnat but swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, but but within they are filled with extortion and sensuality. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup and the dish, that their outside also may become clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed sepulchres, which appear indeed outwardly beautiful, but within are full of dead men's bones and all sorts of filth. Thus you, too, indeed appear outwardly to men to be righteous, but within are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the tombs of the prophets and beautify the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, had we lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have partaken with them in the killing of the prophets. Thus you witness concerning yourselves that you are sons of the murderers of the prophets, so fill up the measure of your fathers. You serpents, you offspring of vipers, how shall you escape being sentenced to Gehenna? Because of this, behold, I am sending you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of these you will kill and crucify, and some you will scourge in your synagogues and will persecute from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood poured out on the earth from the blood of the righteous Abel till the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you slew between the sanctuary and the altar. Verily, I say to you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem! Killing the prophets and stoning those who have been sent to you. How often would I have gathered together your children as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. For verily, I say to you, you shall see me no more till you shall say, Blessed is he who is coming in the name of the Lord. And Jesus sat down across from the treasury, and he beheld how the people were dropping money into the chest and many who were rich were putting in much. But looking up, he also saw a certain poor widow placing therein two tiny copper coins which make less than a cent. And he called to him his disciples and said to them, Of a truth, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who contributed to the treasury. For they all contributed out of their abundance into the offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in everything she had, even her whole livelihood. Now there were certain Greeks among those coming up to worship at the feast, these therefore approached Philip, the one from Bethsaida of Galilee, and made request, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Verily, verily, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life shall lose it, but he who hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. And if anyone serves me, him will the Father honor. Now has my soul been troubled, and what shall I say, Father, save me from this hour? No, because of this came I to this hour. Father, glorify thy name. There came therefore a voice from heaven, I both glorified it and will glorify it again. The multitude therefore who stood by and heard it, said that it had thundered, others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, Not for my sake has this voice come, but for your sakes. Now is the condemnation of this world, now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. Now this he said to signify by what death he would die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that the Messiah remains forever, how then do you say that the Son of Man must he lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus said therefore to them, Yet a little longer is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you, for he who walks in darkness knows not where he is going. While you have the light, put your trust in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things said Jesus, and he departed and hid himself from them. But although he had wrought so many signs in their presence, they did not believe upon him, that there might be fulfilled the word of the prophet Isaiah, which he uttered. Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? It was on this account they could not believe, because Isaiah said also, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart. Lest with their eyes they should see, and with their heart should understand, and he turned back and I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke concerning him. Nevertheless indeed many even of the rulers did believe upon him, though because of the Pharisees they did not confess, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the approval of men more than the approval of God. But Jesus cried out and said, He who believes upon me believes not upon ale but upon him who sent me. And he who beholds me beholds him who sent me. As light have I come into the world, that whoever believes upon me should not remain in darkness. Now if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I am not judging him, for I came not that I should judge the world, but that I might save the world. He who rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him, the word which I spoke, that shall judge him at the last day. For I did not speak on my own authority, but the Father who sent me, he himself gave me commandment what I should speak, and what I should say. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. The things therefore which I am speaking, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Now as he was going forth out of the temple, his disciples came up to point out to him the buildings of the temple, how it was adorned with handsome stones and consecrated gifts, and one of his disciples exclaimed to him, See, Master, what tremendous stones, and what buildings. But Jesus answering him said to them, Are you looking at these great buildings? Verily, I say to you, as for these things which you are beholding, days are coming when there shall not be left one stone upon another, that will not be thrown down. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives across from the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew came to him privately and asked him, saying, Tell us therefore, Teacher, when will these things be? What will be the sign when all these things are going to come to pass? And what is the sign of your coming, and of the consummation of the age? And Jesus answered and began to say to them, Take heed lest anyone mislead you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, I am the Messiah, and the time is drawing near, and they will lead many astray. Do not therefore be followers of them. And you will hear of war and rumors of wars, but when you hear of wars and commotions and rumors of wars, be not terrified, see that you are not disturbed. For all of these things must first take place, but the end is not to be at once. Then said he to them, For nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences, and great earthquakes in various places, but all these are the beginning of travail. And fearful sights and great signs from heaven shall there be. But take heed to yourselves, beware of men. For before all these things they will deliver you up to be afflicted, and will put you to death. They will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and to Sanhedrins and to prisons. They will scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, but it will turn out for you as a testimony before them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up and lead you away, and bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and authorities, be not anxious beforehand how or what you are to answer in defense, but say whatever is given you in that same hour. For the Holy Spirit will teach you what you should say. It is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand what to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries can reply to or resist. And you will be hated by all the nations for my name's sake, and then will many be caused to stumble, and will betray one another and hate one another. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and put them to death. So you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, and by kinsfolk and friends, and some of you they will put to death, you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But not a hair of your head shall perish, by your patient endurance gain your souls. And many false prophets will arise, and they will mislead many, and because wickedness is multiplied, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into the next, for verily, I say to you, you will not have completed the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. And this glad news of the kingdom must first be proclaimed in all the world as a testimony to all the nations, and then will the end come. But when you see Jerusalem encircled by armies, then know that her desolation has drawn near. Then those in Judea, let them flee to the mountains, and those who are in the city, let them go out, and those who are in the country, let them not go into her. For these are days of avenging, that all things that have been written may be fulfilled. But alas for those with child, and those with nursing babes, in those days. For there shall be great distress upon the land and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive to all the nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles till the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. When therefore you see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place where it ought not to be, let him who reads understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. He that is on the housetop, let him not come down into the house, or enter it to take anything out. And he that is in the field, let him not turn back to take his clothes. And alas for those with child, and those with nursing babes, in those days. Pray also that your flight be not in winter or on a Sabbath. For in those days there shall be a great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the creation which God created till the present time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless the Lord had shortened those days, none of humankind would be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, those days will be shortened. Now at that time, if anyone says to you, Lo, here is the Messiah, or, Lo, he is there, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, such as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. So take heed, behold, I have told you all things beforehand. If therefore they say to you, Lo, he is in the wilderness, do not go forth, or, Lo, he is in the secret rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass may be, there the vultures will be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days there will he signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give her light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts growing faint with fear and expectation of the things which are coming upon the world. For the powers which are in the heavens will be shaken, and then will appear in the sky the sign of the Son of Man. And then will all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And then will he send forth his angels with a great trumpet call, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of earth to the farthest part of heaven, and from one end of the heavens to the other. But when these things are beginning to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing nigh. And he spoke to them a parable, from the fig tree learn a lesson, behold the fig tree, and all the trees. When its branch has now grown tender, and they are coming out in leaf, you see and know for yourselves that summer already is near. So also you, when you see all these things taking place, know that the kingdom of God is near at hand, at the very doors. Verily, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away before all these things will have been fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but my Father only. Instead, just as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For just as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, till the day when Noah went into the ark, and were unaware till the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then will there be two men in the field, one is taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding at the mill, one is taken and the other left. So take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be engrossed with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly, for as a snare will it come upon all who dwell on the face of all the earth. Watch therefore unceasingly, praying that you be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Take heed, therefore, watch, and pray, for you know not in what hour your Lord is coming. For it is like a man who made a journey abroad, leaving his home in charge of his bondmen, giving to each of them his work and commanding the doorkeeper to be watchful. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you asleep. And what I say to you, I am saying to all, watch. The kingdom of heaven at that time will be like 10 maidens who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. The foolish in taking their lamps did not provide themselves oil, but the wise took oil in flasks with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all dozed off and slept. But in the middle of the night there was a cry, Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go forth to meet him. Then all of those maidens arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us some from your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there be not enough for us and you. Go instead to those who sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went off to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Then afterward there came the other maidens also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he said, "Verily, I say to you, I do not know voucher. Watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming. For it is like a man making a journey abroad, who summoned his own bondmen and turned over to them his substance. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his separate ability. Then at once he took his journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made 5 talents more. And likewise the one with the 2 also gained 2 more. But he who had received the 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his lord's silver. Now after a long time the lord of those bondmen came and settled with them the account. And he who had received the 5 talents came to him and brought 5 talents more, saying, Lord, you turned over to me 5 talents, behold, I have gained with them 5 talents more. So his lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful bondman. You were faithful over a few things, I will set you over many. Enter into the joy of your lord. And he also who had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, you turned over to me 2 talents, behold, I have gained with them 2 talents more. His lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful bondman. You were faithful over a few things, I will set you over many. Enter into the joy of your lord. Then came he also who had received the 1 talent, and he said, Lord, I knew you, that you are a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter, so I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Behold, you have here what is yours. But his lord answering him said, You wicked and indolent bondman, you knew that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I did not scatter? You should therefore have placed my silver with the bankers, and when I came I should have received what is mine with interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has shall be given, and he shall possess abundance, but from him who has not, even what he has shall he taken away from him. And as for the worthless bondman, cast him out into the outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Now when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and with him all the holy angels, then will he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations. And he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and will put the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at the left. Then will the king say to those at his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food, I was thirsty, and you gave me drink, I was a stranger, and you made me welcome, I was naked, and you clothed me, I was sick, and you visited me, I was in prison, and you came to me. Then will the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungering, and we fed you, or thirsting, and gave you drink? And when did we see you as a stranger, and we welcomed you, or naked, and we clothed you? And when did we see you sick or in prison, and we came to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Verily, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then will he also say to those at his left, Depart from me you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food, I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not make me welcome, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then will they also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungering or thirsting or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and we did not minister to you? Then will he answer them, saying, Verily, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.